area since 1980. The printed image is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. North State Give and Take. I'm Bobby Tryon. Today, I'm going to be interviewing Caitlin Dalby, and she's the general manager of the Butte Environmental Council. So Caitlin's going to give us a little insight into BEC, which we all know BEC, or many of us have heard of BEC and understand some of the things that BEC has done and participated in some of the cleanups that BEC sponsors. And so, Caitlin, you are new at this position. Are you new in Chico as well?
No, I've been in Chico for the last 8 years, but I grew up the mountain in Chester. So really, Chico's always been a sort of second home. I've called Chico my home several different times in my life, actually. So I'm not new to the area at all. You know, when you grow up in Chester and you have to get out of the small town to get, you know, your essential needs, that second place it really becomes, you know, your second home. So Chico is definitely a home to me.
And are you pleased to get this job as general manager of BEC?
I really am. It's interesting. It's a very challenging position here for as large of a organization as, you know, it seems that we are, as far as how many different programs and events that we do every year and how well known the organization is. We only have 3 staff, and I'm the only full-time staff member. And it's a largely volunteer-driven organization. So it's a very true grassroots effort that this organization sort of cultivates. So it's a really great thing to be a part of. And I'm actually really honored and humbled. Like I said, it's a challenge. It's a very new world for me. I didn't have previous nonprofit experience, nor did I really have previous business management experience to this scale. You know, I've run budgets before through school stuff, or class advisory, or, you know, as a clerk, or, you know, as a more of an employee, but never to this scale. And it's been a really steep learning experience, but the challenge was fully accepted. And it's really fun to add to my skill set and in such a meaningful way.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And I see, you know, just for a little bit of history of BEC, it has been there for quite a long time and had times where it was more active and less active, would mm-hmm. you say?
And active in different ways. You know, this organization really was founded on the principle of friends getting together to do hard work to make the world a better place. I think that spirit has always persevered throughout the decades that this organization has been here in Butte County. You know, sometimes there's been a focus on kind of what's the biggest need at the time. There, you know, there was cardboard recycling and just recycling in general was a big part of BEC's history earlier on. Then the events really started coming, and the education piece with like the Endangered Species Fair, and, you know, it evolved into getting involved with more of a policy standpoint and really getting involved in local politics and having influence there. And all of those, you know, peaks of various interests or focus for the organization carry through. You know, it kind of brings us to where we're at now. And when I speak about all of the things that BEC does today and how it's so fascinating that right now it's really done with 2 full-time hours, you know, 3 staff members, all of the parts of the past of BEC shine through to everything that we do today. So throughout the year, we have two to three events a month, essentially, to provide all of those things, a way for the community to have their voice heard, a way for the community to get active and make a difference, like with the community cleanup that happens every September, and the education piece and our workshops that we do in schools and for the community with programs such as, our RARE program. And so the history of the organization really has brought us to where we're at today. And every facet of that really shows through all of our programs and events.
And what is this RARE program?
RARE is the Recycling and Rubbish Education Program. It's a contract program through Butte County, through a CalRecycle grant. And our charge as an organization is to provide education about recycling, composting, and oil recycling, used oil from automobile recycling workshops, not only to classrooms, but we do over 45 workshops for kids in either classrooms or after school programs. If any of the scout leaders out there are listening in, we would love to do workshops for scout groups. Also to provide those workshops for the community. So for example, on July 17th, we will be holding a composting workshop that's open to the community in our community garden at Oakway Park.
Neat.
Yeah.
All this information is, of course, on your website.
Yes.
So people can catch up on what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So the RARE program, that was one thing that I picked up on. Now, of course, cleaning the waterways here in Chico, how does that program run and when do you do that?
That's a really good question. So our cleanup efforts also have evolved. We have had greater community involvement depending on funding. And so we've had grants in the past where we would do what was called block parties with a purpose, and we would choose an area that, has a waterway, but it's also, neighborhood folks and just getting everybody out there about once a month in different areas of Chico and it was just focused in Chico at the time, to do kind of smaller scale cleanups than we do our annual cleanup. So that program sunset a few years ago just with grant funding. Part of my position is to, apply for new grants and try to do all those things while also planning all these events and keeping our programs going. But also, every year, and this year will be the 34th annual, in September, it goes with the Coastal Cleanup Day. So it coincides with a statewide, it might even be bigger than statewide, cleanup day called the Coastal Cleanup Day. We plan our Parks and Creeks Cleanup Day. So this year is the 34th annual Bidwell Park and Chico Creeks cleanup. And last year was the first year that Beck did a 2-day cleanup on Saturday and Sunday and cleaned out over 21 tons of waste from our waterways just in the Chico area. So we decided that was worth the 2-day effort. It was a lot more work and organization and all of that. And I'll be starting to plan that here in the next few weeks as we get the Chico Bicycle Music Festival sort of all figured out and finished and done. That's the second weekend in June. I'll be shifting my focus to the cleanup day. That's in September 18th and 19th this year. So we'll do another 2-day event this year because it was so successful last year. And I'm hoping that we can get enough support, volunteers, and funding, because it really does cost money to do the cleanups to this scale, to organize all of the waste removal, trailers, supplies for cleaning up. We, do a barbecue for our volunteers and to really make it a community gathering that is something positive that we can, celebrate. I'd like to expand it a little bit more, go further down Big Chico Creek, almost to even the Sacramento River. Like, let's stretch it further. If we can get more people involved and get more donations that go towards the cleanup, we can do more and go further. So that's what I'm hoping for this year. But again, I'm new and I'm sort of pie in the sky. Sometimes I have to be reeled in a little, like, you're very ambitious. Just don't burn yourself out. Like, reel it in a little bit. and I'll get a taste for it first. And then, so my motto for this year is capturing the spirit of the event. But the cleanup, that nothing with COVID was lost with the cleanup. The cleanup happened in a more spectacular way than it ever had in 2020. So I'm not worried about the cleanup, you know, being a challenge for involvement this year, as we have with our other events. But next year is bigger, better, stronger for all of our events. So I'm really looking forward to expanding back out to, you know, what it was here, you know, for all of us before COVID.
So for this event, for the cleanup, for donations and for volunteering, the thing to do with that is probably wait, watch on the website as that gets closer.
But if anybody's inspired right now to reach out, and you know, if any businesses want to put forward their name for sponsorship, now we are already keeping track of those donations and those sponsorships at this time.
Okay, so especially for this event, if anyone's out there listening, certainly a worthwhile thing for our whole community. This would be a really good place to focus some donation money and support. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, what's really great is Beck has such a variety of things that we do for the community or with the community. And really, I think a fun saying around here is giving back to the community through our organization. It's not just Beck. I told you we only have 3 staff members and, you know, at any given time, 0 to 3 interns lately. And our board members, so shout out to our currently 7 board members who are phenomenal with their involvement. But it's not Beck doing this stuff. It's our community giving back to the community or doing good through the community through our organization. So the cleanups are great, and we would love to get to the point where we could, you know, maybe, you know, have more staff and more organizing and be able to do more frequent, smaller cleanups like we used to do in addition to the big cleanup in September. Kind of the downside to that concept is that, you know, we have to do it every year. There's always waste to be removed. And you know, if we could get to a point where as a culture, as a society, we use less and waste less and we're more sustainable, you know, that's pie in the sky dream. So we'll continue to do the cleanups. But, you know, something else that Beck has been really involved in that is a longer term solution and a more permanent impact on our local environment is our urban forest program here in Chico. And so we've been working really closely with the urban forester of the city of Chico. We have a contract with them where we help plant trees in the city boundaries of Chico. And we're also involved now in the upcoming urban forest master plan development. So another event this summer that we're really excited to start planning is the urban forest summit for the city of Chico, where we will have a venue and folks come out and hear about the urban forest and start to develop a plan around what the community really envisions for our forest structure of the city of Chico into the future. This is going to be a plan that is based on research and evidence and community input that will drive the future decisions when it comes to planning and development and what that means for our forest structure here in the city of Chico. And so you look outside and some of these massive trees are, you know, decades old, if not hundreds of years old. I mean, I was in Bidwell Park a few days ago, the large trees stun me. They're stunning to me. I live out in the forest, and I grew up in the forest, you know, mixed conifer forest, and Douglas fir trees are my favorite trees. And, you know, I'll go for a walk with my child and my dogs and just look up at these massive trees, and we are walking among giants. And we have them here in Chico, and they're legacy creatures, you know, they are a living organism and they've seen so much more than any one person here has seen. And I just think it's really fascinating that we can be a part of growing that forest and looking at these trees that we put into the ground and say, you're going to be here a lot longer than I am. I think that there's something really powerful behind that. So that's a passion project of mine too, is forestry, urban forestry. I'm really excited that we're involved with that with the city of Chico, and we're very grateful for that partnership that we have with them.
You know, in my neighborhood, I see a couple of houses that have volunteers planted this tree, and there's a green water bag around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how does someone get to have one of those trees planted in their yard?
Yeah, that's a great question. So The current resident tree planting program that we are working on with the city of Chico is through a CAL FIRE grant. And it has to do with particular neighborhoods. Now, there are a lot of neighborhoods that are qualifying in the city of Chico. And so what I would suggest is just to go onto our website and sign up. And then we go from there and we take a look at the property. We compare that to the urban foresters inventory. Our urban forester has spent a few years cataloging every single tree in Chico and pinpointing every single vacant spot in Chico where a tree could go. And I think the number is up closer to, or at some point was about 9,000 vacant spaces. So the odds that, you know, a parcel, you know, somebody who owns a piece of property is one of those that could use a tree, are pretty decent. And I would just suggest anybody can, you know, just at least touch base with us and see what we can do.
What do they look for on the website to look into that?
So our website just is www.becnet.org. When you get there, programs, and there's a drop-down menu for programs. It's the Urban Forest Program. Okay. On our social media, there's all kinds of urban forest posts that take you to the website. So if anybody's on our Facebook or our Instagram, you can just find any of our urban forest posts and click on the link to get to our website and see if you qualify for a free tree. If you don't qualify for a free tree, you can always sign up to be a volunteer or donate to the tree fund or donate to the organization. And we can... always use, like I said, as a grassroots organization. So all of those options are going to help our efforts.
You've been listening to a pre-recorded interview with Caitlin Dalby from the Butte Environmental Council, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico, and I'm Bobby Tryon. To our interview with Caitlin Dalby from the Butte Environmental Council. You're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR, North State Give and Take. Now, what is the bike-powered thing that you mentioned?
The Chico Bicycle Music Festival. Because I'm so new, I started training in mid-January, my first day at Beck as the GM in charge in my office was the 1st of February. And since then, I've been trying to obtain all of this information from this like very rich history of the organization. So my understanding about the history of the Chico Bicycle Music Festival is it was a separate entity that Beck hosted, but it was a separate group that we have absorbed in the last few years as being a Beck program or event. And so it's now going to be a legacy event moving forward. So the Chico Bicycle Music Festival has always been seen as, you know, the crowning jewel of Bike Month, which is May. So during the month of May is Bike Month, and we celebrate, you know, by Ride Your Bike to School Week and School and Day and Ride Your Bike to Work Week and Day. And this year we decided to launch a pedal-a-thon, which is actually happening now. And the individual and the team who raises the most money wins a prize and also get to choose an organization, like a bicycle organization or team or environmental group in the region of their choice for some of the proceeds to go to. So we will donate some of the proceeds to an organization of the winner's choice. So I'm really hoping that people out there will sign up. It's not too late to sign up for the pedal-a-thon. You can get more donations than anybody else in a weekend, you know? So if you haven't gotten started yet, not to be discouraged. But what that's going to lead up to is the June 12th Chico Bicycle Music Festival. This is our 12th annual Bicycle Music Festival. And because of planning constraint and what it takes usually, the Bicycle Music Festival traditionally is a ride on bike where basically it's a parade of bicycles that have music playing. Bands are playing on a pedal powered stage. The stage gets biked through Chico and they stop at certain places at certain times. And it's a full day event of music and bicycling and just camaraderie. And it always ends at the call the End of Normal, which is also where the butcher shop is held, and where the end of the festival is there. A few bands play, and you know, same, like just a little festival that celebrates, like I said, the power of bicycling. That's for the environment and for our own physical and mental health and all of it, all of those things that go with it. This year, because of the constraints with COVID and just like the uncertainties of how things were going to be going, that second weekend in June, we're doing it live streamed this year, but we're still going to be at the end of normal. You know, we just are not going to have it open to the public like typical. So we decided to do the pedal-a-thon this year to still celebrate that spirit and to get people out there riding bikes in the spirit of the environment and cycling in the community. And, you know, like I've said, just the camaraderie that goes around the cycling. That live stream is going to be at noon on Saturday, June 12th. We'll have a recording of it, but what's going to happen during the live stream is we're going to have two bands this year. And between bands is when we're going to announce the winners of the pedal-a-thon. We'll have some drawings. There's a sweepstakes for the top prize is a bicycle from Greenline, which is awesome. Thank you, Dax. So it's a lot of what usually happens. It's just going to be on a way smaller scale, a COVID scale, right? On the COVID scale, live streamed through our YouTube page. The Chico Bicycle Music Festival, all the information's on our website as well under the events category.
I really appreciate, you know, like you said, how you're kind of wrapping your arms around it and getting into gear and figuring out, you know, what there is to do, which is certainly a lot.
Yeah.
There are 7 board members, is that right? And then can someone, is there a time that you have elections? How do you do the board?
Yes, please. So right now, we are soliciting for new board members. So first and foremost, a board member is a BEC member. And if somebody is listening in and wants to explore what that means to be a board member, we have that on our website. I'm actually going to be posting it to social media today. As well, along with the application. Our annual elections are the first 2 weeks of June. So it's coming up. By our organization's charter, we actually could have, I think it's upwards to 11 or 12 board members total sitting on our board. Right now we're at 7, which is a good number, but really our board members are just super volunteers and they really believe in the organization. And we would love to diversify our board a bit. Anybody who looks back through the history of the organization, you know, there have been obviously waves of generations because it's a 45-year-old organization. And just in the last, you know, 4 years or so, there was a very big transition to the younger generation. And so right now we're just an organization of a bunch of millennials, which I have no problem with. I'm, you know, on the upper end of the millennial spectrum. And I think that we would love to have, you know, more business savvy experience on the board, you know, somebody who is, you know, strong with budgeting and accounting, somebody who is passionate about people, and just basically branching out from there. I don't know how else to say that except for just, you know, diversifying in every direction, bringing on, you know, that different perspectives and cultures and age groups and life experience, I think, is the direction that's appropriate for us to go. And with the restructure of the organization over the last 4 years, we're really ready for that at this point. You know, we're at an expansion point in our organization at this time. So we're really excited to see those next steps. And we're really hoping to organically have our board expand to a higher number and a more diverse board.
Now, where is the garden located?
It's at Oakway Park, which is just off of Nord. It's right next to the elementary school.
Sure. I know that. Okay.
So there's lots of ways to contact our organization, emailing me directly, emailing our RARE coordinator directly, calling the office. It all comes to us and we all chatter around here. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. And certainly donating financially online anytime. I'm certainly welcome. I'm sure, just to make all these things run.
So we also just hired a grant writer to help us get some of those grant funding pieces underway. So we're really looking to first shore up our current programs and then look to maybe expand into more programs, which would, you know, translate into more staffing, more opportunities to provide paid internships that pay a fair wage. So those are our goals at this time. And in July, the board of directors will have their retreat where we, you know, brainstorm on the strategic plan moving forward, and hopefully we'll have some grants secured to be able to plan on that. And really, yeah, the donations and more specifically the memberships really drive our organization, and the monthly recurring memberships help the best because it's the most stable for us. It helps us, you know, be able to know from month to month that we're holding steady, you know. So things are looking good for where we're at now, but for growth, you know, we always could use a little extra help and support from the community. And to be a BEC member, the threshold starts at $4 a month recurring, and that would be the sustaining member status. Mm-hmm. So a sustaining member is somebody who donates between $4 and $34 a month. Mm-hmm. And then if you hit that 35 a month status, then you're a BEC angel, which gives you just a little bit more incentive, like our angel social. So, yeah.
Well, and I know the sustaining ones are great, just like at KZFR, because you know they're coming.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You can count on them. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. Let me think if there's anything else that I wanted to kind of put in there, because we're doing great. Wrote down a couple of things. I think I got all that. Now, is there anything else that you think that you want to say that we haven't said? I think we've done pretty good.
Yeah, we've done pretty good. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I might have missed that somebody's been going to say. Why didn't you mention such and such?
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know one thing I wanted to ask. And where is your office? Can someone stop in?
Yeah, so right now our office is pretty much closed still just for the sake of COVID, but we will be discussing reopening our office to the public. It is at 313 Walnut Street, Suite 140. We're right next to Azad's Martial Arts, which they have a fantastic program going on. And I only have good things to say about them as well.
All right, so again, listeners, that's www.becnet.org. Go there for information about everything that we've talked about. And Caitlin, thanks so much. I'm so glad we finally got together.
Yeah, Bobby, it's been really great chatting with you. Thank you for making this happen. My world is very busy, and so your persistence has been, I've appreciated it, definitely.
Sure. And you know, Beck's one of those ones here in Chico where people all know about Beck, but there's just so much more to always know.
This is true. It's true. And I'm always learning, you know, more about BEC every day from folks like you. So it's a community effort.
It is. That's what this is about.
Yeah,
sure. All right, Caitlin, thanks an awful lot.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby.
All right, bye. You've just heard a pre-recorded interview with Caitlin Dalby from the Butte Environmental Council. If you'd like to hear it again, go to kzfr.org, go to Programs, go to Tuesday, and go to North State Give and Take, where all my shows are archived. Come back again next Tuesday at 6 p.m. for another North State Give and Take. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned now for Ginger and Radioactive on KZFR 90.1.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. My name is Ginger Nichols. You are listening to Radioactive. We are starting a minute early, so sorry about that. I will get out of your way. I'm going to play some music, let you enjoy this last minute before Radioactive starts, even though I'll probably be talking again. This is Wild World by Yusuf? Is that how you pronounce it? I don't even know. Yusuf and Cat Stevens. Love this song. Please enjoy. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. I'm Ginger Nichols, and you are listening to Radioactive.
Everything to you. You say you wanna start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have.
have a lot of nice things to wear.